Grain futures, well, they were sharply higher last night. In fact, Kansas wheat was up 20 cents at one time. Corn showed gains of about 3-4 cents. Soybeans, they were higher around 8 cents. But that always changes around 4 a.m. Central Time when the Euronext opens up your Matif milling wheat and your Euronext corn. And willing sellers showed up. They opened the Matif wheat higher and nothing but sell from that moment, including our domestic markets. We had taken that 20-cent gain on Kansas City wheat to currently just up 1.5 cents in the day. Why is all this? Well, over the weekend, Ukraine reached deep inside of Russia, had some drones go way inside of Russia, some 700-plus miles beyond Moscow, and they did serious damage in a city where they actually killed 13 civilians, wounded 49 others. That is pretty much not working for them right now because it's raising the ear of the Russian people, almost rallying them now behind Putin. But the sell-off anyway in the grain market on the wheat, on that overnight punch concerned about Black Sea wheat movement, comes from President Trump sending Jared Kushner and Secretary of State Marco Rubio over to Kiev and then on to Moscow to maybe talk things out. But then again, these are the two guys that have supposedly worked out the Iranian deal, which is not happening either. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. Fertilizer and sulfur is not moving. This is going to catch up eventually someday in the future where winter wheat production is going to be curtailed. Plantings are going to be reduced because they don't have the fertilizer. They're not going to get it. And it's going to come into play, especially for the Ukrainian winter wheat crop, if they want to ever get one planted. First off, they got to get the curtain one off and then probably throw it in bags or dump it on the ground. There's already talk to corn to save room. They're going to leave that standing as they go into fall if they don't get this Black Sea opened up. But no concerns at the moment for the trade to want to hold prices up when they pop higher. We still show Chicago wheat now just up 2.75 cents on the day, at 642.5. Overnight high was 656.5. Kansas, September is up 2.5 at 716.5. The overnight high was 735. Minneapolis wheat lower on the day. We have September with full harvest underway. Down 7.25 cents, 672.25. Talks of in the east, reasonable yields, test weights off a bit. But the wheat production, it's going to be off. It's just maybe not quite as bad as some think. December Minneapolis down 5.75, 696.25. Of course, everything's bracing for this Wednesday's NASS crop gas yields and, of course, the WASD numbers. Several things in the fireworks. First off, yield. Crop is rated well below last year at this time, but then again, last year's crop would have been well above the current trend line yield of 183 bushels to the acre. And so the average guesses are coming in below 183, about 182, somewhere in there, whereas the bean yield's pretty close to the trend line at 53 bushels to the acre. Next thing is carryout numbers. The USDA has to do something to rectify how far behind they are on old crop corn exports, and of course that carries forward into new crop exports. And then to top it off, on the books, they are carrying a low new crop export business, like they always do. They're down 325 million. That's 325 million bushels compared to this current amazing year that export inspections show the corn just continues to leave above expectations every week. So they got a problem there that they got to rectify, that our exports are going to be up on new crop just by virtue of dragging that old crop problem forward. And then you've got Europe. Their corn crop is a bust. Average guesses are down 15 million metric tons. If we just get 3 million metric tons of it, that's 100 million bushels. That makes our carryout go even lower again. So my number for carryout ultimately later this fall gets us down to 1.5 billion bushels or lower, and that's $5 corn. But it's going to take time. But today, the trade is just lollygagging around, waiting to see. Oh, by the way, there's also the talk of acreage. Is the FSA going to raise acres again like they did last year? Or maybe will that break with precedents and not see an acreage increase this year? Maybe a decrease. Ohio and Indiana had a hard time getting their crop planted. A lot of preventive plant could be coming into play. And also, the South, they don't buy fertilizer like the North does and stores it over the winter. They buy it as they need it. So how much did that affect their plans when the fertilizer prices got expensive in March when they went to plant corn in April? that they restrict planting. So we got wild cards coming on Wednesday. So for now, corn currently up a quarter of a cent, 462 and a quarter on December. Soybeans up 3.5 cents at 11.79 and three quarters, courtesy of soybean oil popping $1.23 a pound at 69.11, because crude oil, well, that's up $3.5 a barrel right now, supporting the soybean market at 11.79 and three quarters. Now we go over to the cattle trade. We are higher in live cattle, struggling on the feeder cattle. We have first notice day for August live cattle, not a problem. Feeder cattle index, though, off $1.38 at $355.98, the daily number coming in at $351.29. That matched up with the August feeders this morning, taking the air kind of out of their sails. Meanwhile, the cattle are hot with choice beef today, up $7.21, $371.57, but select, though, going the other way. It's down $2.29 at $350.08. So currently, August cattle, first notice day, up $1.47 at $233.17. Cash trade went out at $235 last week. October up $1.92, $227.20. December gaining $217 at $226.32. Feeder cattle, August is off $1.12, $350.52. September off $70, $340.55. October feeders, though, are 90 cents higher at $335.82. November gaining $1.60, $328.22. How about January up $1.32, $319.22. On the hogs, showing some strength today with October jumping $1.75, $84. December hogs up $1.75 at $75.32. Now over in the metals today. Gold December maintained strength, got under 4,400. They bought her up $23 now, $4,422.88, maintaining last week's spectacular rise. Silver not to be left out of the picture, up $1.85, $65.35. Bitcoin, though, down $1,105 on that August contract, $64,070. Crude oil, well, you know why that's higher. Strait of Hormuz is closed. Negotiations, well, let's just say Iran really went off the deep end asking for stuff we know President Trump is never going to agree to. And, of course, he came out tweeting that he's going to charge them for all the loss of life they've created since 1979 and all the people they've killed and all the servicemen they've killed. So that continues. The Strait of Hormuz mostly closed. Crude oil up $3.59 a barrel, $81.77. Gasoline up 14.5 cents a gallon. $3.13. Diesel fuel up 28.5 cents a gallon, $4.18¾. Any questions on any of this? Trading commodity futures, livestock risk protection insurance, we've got you covered. Check us out. Our phone numbers are at heartlandinvest.com. I'll give you an easy one to remember, 800-359-0221. It's also up the website, heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening, and have yourself a profitable day.